Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
What's going on, everyone? Jenna Cameron, Jen Ritchie, 94 WIP. Great to be with you on this Friday morning. Beautiful day throughout Delaware Valley. Of course, a football Friday as we gear up for yet another installment of the most important Eagles game of the season. Feels like the third straight week, I guess you can say, that has been the reality. At 4-6, they had to win. They did. At 5-6, they had to win. They did. At 6-6, I don't know if it's so much that they have to win, because there's a division path, a wild card path, but certainly it's a really important game on Sunday and the opportunity to move into first place on the line or to just kiss the division goodbye. So, Eagles, Cowboys, it's all here today. We'll be talking about it again on a Football Friday. Certainly taking your phone calls, 888-729-9494. Flyers lose last night in overtime. They get down. They come back in the third. They lose right away in overtime. John and I down there last night. Enjoyed being down there. Met a whole bunch of listeners to our show and won tickets over the last couple of weeks on the program. So we enjoy meeting a lot of people. We'll talk about that. Sixers back at it tonight versus the Detroit Pistons. And, of course, phone calls all show, 888-729-9494. Phil's with a bullpen move. We'll see in the coming days who the Phil sign, who else they trade for. A couple trades. I've had more trades than signings so far. Joe to Cameron, John Ritchie, 888-729-9494. Richie Rich!
Joe, an elephant's tooth can weigh as much as 12 pounds.
Yeah, that's incredible.
It really is.
Yeah, that's incredible.
They keep getting new sets of teeth that grow larger than the last.
Wow.
Throughout their lives. And then when their teeth finally just all fall out,
yep,
they die of starvation.
Do they really?
Yeah.
Is that their primary way of dying? Like, is that the main cause of death?
Yeah. When an elephant's final set of teeth falls out, the elephant slowly dies of malnutrition or starvation.
Oh, man, they need a milkshake.
I guess they're not available.
Yeah, man.
In their situation.
All right.
Amazing, though.
That is amazing.
12-pound teeth. And I'm not talking tusks. I'm talking the teeth.
That's incredible. Yeah. All right. 888-729-9494. All right. Let's get to it. Eagles, Cowboys in 2 days. It is certainly a showdown game. Again, the division, for them to have a chance to win the division, they've got to win this game. Otherwise, kiss it goodbye, because they'll be two out with three to go, losing the tiebreaker, which means they'd have to win all three. Cowboys would have to lose all three in order for the Eagles to win the division if they lose this game. So it's a critically important game. And while the wild card would still be available if they lose this one, it only dramatically heightens the need for the Eagles to then almost run the table, if not run the table thereafter. So it's a really big one. Let's get into it today, 888-729-9494. All right, John, you know, and I said this, not only right out of the gate this week on our show, I said it on Monday, after the Eagles game versus Washington, put it on Twitter, believed it then, believe it now. I believe the Eagles are going to win this game. We haven't heard from you as much this week on kind of looking ahead. I'll go into all my reasons, the whole deal. I mean, I think the Eagles have improved as a squad. I'll be disappointed, obviously, if they slip back. Need the offense to continue to kind of show, more signs of life, but they showed signs of life last week. I'll go into the whole thing, but where are you at here? Because I've been on record all week here. Where are you at on this game as you kind of crystal ball this thing?
You totally jumped the gun. You said they were going to win before you even thought about this game.
I thought about it. I tweeted it 6 seconds later.
Totally emotional statement.
No, I believe it. I really do. I really, really believe that you can win this game.
I really want to believe that. And I've tried to get to where I believe that all week long. I don't think the Eagles win this game.
Wow.
There's just something inside me. When I was playing, I knew that December would be full of major disappointments, games that you have to win and then you don't. And then there's still a shred of hope,
yep,
for the playoffs, and then you have new life. I think that in part, you know, because this game is not do or die, they will not have the total motivation to overcome their deficiencies.
That better not be the case, because if that's the case, then that's disgraceful.
Well, that's my feeling on this. That's my gut. Listen, if
team only when their back's really against the wall.
I think
that's when they're at their best.
I think that's what they need in this scenario against a Dallas team that's just better than they are.
Wow.
When you just think of recent history, when you look at the way Dallas has played over their last three games and the way we have played, yes, we looked a little bit better in this last game, but I almost discount the game against the Redskins in some ways because they were so the Redskins were so deficient offensively. You know, that it wasn't even fair that Mark Sanchez was inept.
Yep.
I watch what Dallas has done defensively. You know, over this year, they've continued to improve. They've risen to the number five overall defense in the NFL with those young players. Those young line players, young linebackers make every play. Jalen Smith.
They're tremendous.
Leighton Vander Esch. They are everywhere. And if we want to run the ball, we're going to put the ball in the hands of Josh Adams, which, you know, he's good. He's not Zeke Elliott.
No, he's not Zeke Elliott.
They proved that they will rely on Zeke the last time we played a couple weeks ago, and we proved that we couldn't stop him. And I think that's what we'll see more of. You know, now that Zeke is finally being featured the way he should in their offense, Dak Prescott has been really solid.
Yeah, he's been better. Yep.
For this, you know, second half of this season. I don't know how we cover anybody, you know, and against the Redskins, our secondary, the deficiencies there, sort of masked by the fact that the Redskins didn't have anybody to throw it to, really. I don't think Dallas will have to throw it a whole lot, but, you know, Amari Cooper has been a real addition for them.
There's no question. Yep.
Cole Beasley, he's banged up a little bit, but, you know, he's been tough for us to cover in the past. There's just no way we can cover him now. That's the way I look at it. I think they're the better team right now. I think that we could have, and I was trying to explain it away in my mind, like, hey, you know what? Dak Prescott has 11 fumbles this year. Carson only has 8. So we complain about Carson fumbling the ball away. Maybe Dak will more than Carson does.
Right.
And maybe we can finally start getting these turnovers that we haven't gotten at all this year. And that can change things. That's still possible. But I'm saying, when I look at this like in a grand scheme of things, these two teams play 10 times. I think Dallas wins 7 of them.
Wow.
You know, in their current incarnations. Is it possible that the Eagles win? Yes, certainly. You know, if my hopes, you know, if my prayers are answered and they give the ball away,
yep,
then, yeah, we can win. But the odds are Dallas, the better team, wins this game when I look at this realistically.
All right, 888-729-9494. As we get ready for the game, look, here's the thing, John. I believe that Monday night, I believe that Tuesday morning when we did our first show after the Eagles win versus Washington. And
what made you believe that?
What I saw with my eyes, primarily from the offense. I saw on Monday night, see, it's funny because the Eagles defense played really well. And I know there was, you know, some talk after the game where maybe they could have even done more against Sanchez. Look, they did fine. And the Eagles defense did terrific. They barely give up
they
any
did
yards.
Fine. It was against Mark
I understand
Sanchez.
That. I understand that. So my point is that the biggest takeaway I had from Monday night wasn't about the defense, and the defense played a terrific game. The thing that really...
They didn't play a terrific game. They played okay against an inept offense.
Okay. The thing that really grabbed me on Monday night was it was the first time, in my opinion, it was the first time all year that I felt like the Eagles offense was starting to, I don't want to say hum, that's a little too far, but starting to show signs of getting really close to humming. And the main thing about it was the offensive line. You know, we have spent so much time this year talking about so much, and the injuries have been a part, and the Wentz disappointment has been a part, and skill position players for the Eagles not doing their thing, and sometimes they miss tackles, and sometimes they drop the ball, and, you know, sometimes Doug calls the wrong play, and on we go, and rightfully so on all those topics because they've all been worthwhile topics. But to me, the thing that one of the main things that has really hurt this team this year was through the first 10 weeks, the line took a massive step backwards. And that which in many ways defined them last year, winning the line of scrimmage both defensively and offensively had flown out the window primarily on the offensive side. And when I watched that game the other day against a good Washington Redskins team that it had nothing to do with Mark Sanchez being in there or Colt McCoy being in there or whoever the hell else was playing.
Washington's defense is good.
Good defense, right? And the Eagles' offensive line on Monday night, for the first time this year, dominated a football game. Really, from the start to the end, dominated a football game.
Okay, Washington's defense is the 19th best in the NFL.
Okay.
They are not as good now as they were at the beginning of the season. Yep. They've trailed off a little bit because of their offensive deficiencies, mm-hmm. and they had to be on the field too much. The Dallas Cowboys, by these same statistics, are the fourth best.
Cowboys are good.
We're talking fourth best, first 19th
I
best.
Get it.
That's a discrepancy there.
But here's the thing. Let's talk first best. Okay, let's talk first best. First best right tackle in pro football, Lane Johnson. Except, you know what? He hasn't been. Not this year, until Monday night. And I said, yeah, that's what an all-pro looks like, that guy. Not the guy that wasn't playing as well this year. Not the guy that was injured for a good chunk of the year and therefore also not playing as well. When I think in terms of this game, I think in terms of the Eagles having some firepower back that was supposed to be here from the start.
Because Lane Johnson looked better for one game?
Absolutely.
Listen,
and by the way, he's looked better for two games in a row now.
I think Johnson looked a lot better last week.
He looked dominant last week.
And I believe DeMarcus Lawrence is a serious upgrade from Ryan Kerrigan.
Well, look, he's a great player.
Not who he's going to be blocking the whole game.
I get it.
But we're talking apples and oranges in terms of talent.
Well, listen, here's the thing, man. Again, 888-729-9494 as we project this game forward. So you ask me why. To me, it starts with the offensive line, overall offense improvement, commitment to running the football. You know, we've seen this from Eagles coaches before, Andy, obviously, Doug lately, where they get away from the run, and then for whatever reason, and I think it's usually born out of desperation, they say, my God, what I've been trying to do isn't working. I guess I got to run the ball. And then they do, and then the team plays better. So there's a commitment to running the football. You actually got a back in Josh Adams doing stuff that Wendell Smallwood wasn't doing earlier this year. So I like that factor. To me, it gives the whole game greater balance. It gives the Eagles passing attack greater balance. It gives the Eagles defense. It completes the team. It creates balance to the force when you run the football.
Okay, you're going to be running the football against the fourth best rush defense in the NFL.
Good, and I hope Lane Johnson and Jason Kelce.
Do you think Josh Adams is the type of back who can puncture the fourth best defense if the blocks aren't always there?
If the blocks aren't always there, it's going to be harder, but I think he's got a really good offensive line in front of him. Look, they're going to commit.
They have definitely looked better. I'm just saying you are discounting how good the Dallas Cowboys have been.
Good for them.
And I hate to say it, but it's true.
I haven't even gotten to Dak Prescott not being that good. I'll get there. Eagles offense, Wentz's mobility. I saw signs last week of a guy saying, whoa, late in the year, my team doesn't have the record I expected it to have. I've been playing conservative with my legs. I got to start unleashing myself. I like that. That was part of what made him great last year. So Wentz started unleashing himself. Now, the inaccuracy last week, no doubt. But he starts unleashing himself mobility-wise, doing a little bit more at the line before the plays. Golden Tate incorporated into the offense. Defensive backs back. Not all of them, but some of them. Sproles, I think.
The defensive backs who are back?
Yeah.
Do you really think that they're difference makers?
I think they're better than the scrubs that were on the field versus the Saints.
We are still such a far cry from the defensive backfield the way that they were playing last season.
They're better, of course, but they're better than what took the field 3 weeks ago. So, look, and Sproles in the return game hopefully gives the Eagles some pop. And just to me, there seemed like a sense of urgency last week that I hope carries over this week. And, again, I don't think Dak Prescott is that good. So, to me, Eagles win the game. Look, we'll talk about it, 888-729-9494. Big show on tap. It's a football Friday. As you project this thing forward, Eagles, Cowboys, Sunday, what are you feeling? 888-729-9494. And are you with me that the Eagles offense showing the kinds of signs of life that give you real optimism entering this week? Jetta Camera, John Ritchie, 888-729-9494.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.